For I would have you know that it is impossible to worship me in vain. There is a defined and a divine purpose for your worship. Did I not say in my word that I would inhabit your praises? Know this, I am here in your midst. There are some of you who have wondered about the extended time of worship that took place earlier. There is a cleansing that has been taking place here today. A spiritual washing in preparation for what I want to do this entire week. Your worship unto me helps prepare your heart and even your mind to receive all that I want to do. Do not take lightly or for granted these times of worship. These times where you can come together, lift up your voice, and honor me. For when you do this, I will begin to minister to you in a very special and unique way. For I am able to minister to you during worship in a way that I am not able to minister as you pray, meditate in my word, or even fast. Worship opens a special door of your heart for me to move in and work. Worship helps focus your attention on me and what I want to do. And today, many of you came into this place with burdens, with struggles, facing challenges. But I want you to know, as you focused on me and worshiped me, you were preparing yourself for this conference. And many of you are more prepared now than when you first arrived. You will not spend one moment of this conference that is a wasted moment. You will know me. You will encounter me. And you will leave this week changed by my power and my glory. So every time you walk in this place, determine within your heart and your mind, I will know my Jesus.